To a pulsing musical beat, young men jump, gyrate, and pirouette as they perform breakdance routines on a makeshift stage at the University of Chicago. About 300 spectators, many in elaborate costumes, clap their hands over their heads. An MC leads the crowd in a chant. The MC's message, safe sex is best sex if you use a latex, reveals the main purpose of this combination costume ball and dance competition.
Hi, are you interested in visiting the Health Village today? We're doing HIV testing and STI testing.
Down some nearby stairs, private booths are set up where both dance competitors and audience members can get free HIV tests.
You take the pad of the swab and you rub it between your gums and your lip on top and then around on the bottom.
Ebony Turk is one of the young healthcare workers standing by to administer the tests. These so-called rapid tests don't involve blood draws, but just a quick and painless swab of saliva. The total process takes 20 minutes.
We read it, we record the result, and then we give the result to the client.
Teens and young adults account for more than a quarter of the nearly 48,000 new cases of HIV reported since 2010, the latest year for which statistics are available. Especially vulnerable are gay men under the age of 25. The Federal Centers for Disease Control says HIV increased 22% in that group in recent years. Many are becoming infected before they leave high school.
Young people do feel invincible. They think that now that there's medication, it's not that big of a deal if they get HIV. It won't affect their life too badly.
Ann Volpes is the HIV prevention coordinator for Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Volpes says the face of HIV in America is changing rapidly.
Classic populations that we think of when we think of HIV, which is generally older gay men, sex workers, injection drug users, their rates of infection are actually going down. And now it's our children, and they need us. They need us as a community to tell them it's going to be okay.
When you approach young people and say, who wants an HIV test, I can tell you what the answer is, no one. It's a really scary thing sometimes, and there's a lot of misinformation.
That's Matt Richards, the head of community programs at University of Chicago Medicine, one of several hospitals, clinics, and community organizations that are using creative, sometimes unconventional ways to reach at-risk youth.
So the idea is we do something fun. We do a ball, we do a drop-in program, the youth show up for those things, and then we integrate healthcare services into the background. And then they, once they get comfortable with us, we're a known quantity, they may say, hey, I'm ready to get an HIV test.
The CDC estimates half the teens and young adults who have HIV don't even know they're infected. HIV is particularly acute among young African-American men, a group Richard says traditionally has been underserved in healthcare.
It is not a realistic expectation to think that historically disempowered and marginalized populations are going to feel comfortable all the time coming to you to receive services. That's not a good model. So we're being very proactive. We go to where people are and we deliver culturally competent services where they are.
Mixing HIV testing with a dance competition may sound a bit strange, but not to this nattily dressed 24-year-old actor who declines to give his name but takes a break from the dancing to get tested.
Even though in the midst of having fun, you know, it's important to still have that moment of seriousness and to just check yourself out. I love my life and I want to live a long, healthy life.
Healthcare workers are finding social media is another powerful outreach tool. Volpes of Lurie Children's Hospital says HIV testers put their profiles on dating sites popular with gays.
And so what we'll do is send them a message and offer them HIV testing and let them know, hey, we're here, we're open, there's a tester today, feel free to come in. Do you have any questions?
An HIV diagnosis can be wrenching at any stage of life, but especially for those who are just entering adulthood.
Not only when you're diagnosed with HIV do you now have to deal with a disease for the rest of your life, but there's massive amounts of stigma. And some of these young people come from families that aren't ready to accept their sexuality yet, that aren't ready to be supportive of them in their relationships.
Sex is so easy to find nowadays. Maybe that's why it's spreading even faster. You don't have to go to a bar no more. Go on your phone.
This 22-year-old man from Chicago's West Side did not want to be identified by name. He says he believes he contracted HIV when he was 20 and reeling from a failed romantic relationship.
I was depressed. I was miserable. And that's why I kind of started, like, you know, not wearing protection, not being cautious, basically. You know, I did sometimes carry a condom, but it was such heat in the moment that the condom never appeared.
He eventually volunteered for a study about young gays at Laurie Children's Hospital, where he met Volpas, the HIV prevention coordinator. When symptoms like chronic fever and swollen glands appeared, he decided to get tested. When he received the diagnosis,
the walls disappeared around me. I didn't cry. I felt, for some reason, embarrassed. That never crossed my mind, like, I'm going to die. My whole thing was, no one's going to love me anymore like this.
Linkage to care is crucial in these cases. Volpas worked quickly to get the young man on Stribild, a one-a-day pill for HIV with few side effects. She went with him to his first 3 doctor's appointments after the diagnosis and then arranged for him to have a permanent case manager. Today, because of his medication, the young man's HIV viral load is virtually undetectable.
I feel fine. I guess you can say I'm very healthy right now.
I see people as young as 16. So my goal is to kind of get these guys on meds and keep them from infecting other people over the next 30 years.
Dr. John Schneider is an infectious diseases specialist at University of Chicago Medicine. He served as one of the judges at the dance competition.
Chicago, we're not going anywhere. We're staying here on the south side, and our doors are always open.
Dressed in a leather jacket and black jeans, Schneider looks like many of the young people in the crowd he's addressing.
What happens at these events is people get to know me, they get to know my staff, and so they know that we're a safe group to come and get testing after the event. Because, let's face it, you know, you can do some testing here and, you know, in this sort of environment, but what you really want to be is in a clinic where there's other services. We can do just a lot more intensive management of HIV prevention.
Because of the advances in medications, doctors say an HIV diagnosis is no longer a death sentence. HIV has become a condition that can be controlled, like diabetes or high cholesterol.
This is different from the 80s because now the guys are not, they're not dropping dead, right? We're keeping them alive for a long period of time. And so while it's still a shock and a lot of stigma involved with getting HIV, it's so normalized.
One of the newest drugs is pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. Doctors say if taken daily by those not infected, PrEP can ward off the infection even if a person has unprotected sex with someone who is HIV positive.
It's difficult as a provider. You have to say, you know, this is, you don't want this, you know, you don't want to be taking meds the rest of your life. But at the same time, when they get infected, you also want to be supportive. So my goal is to kind of get these guys on meds and keep them from infecting other people over the next 30 years.
Healthcare providers say it will take a combination of approaches to lower the rate of HIV among young adults. For starters, they say, schools need to do a better job of teaching how HIV is transmitted and how to prevent it. I'm Judy Valente.